This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Josh from Tacoma is. Josh, are you there?
I'm ready.
Now, this is the Josh who called yesterday and wanted to battle Steve.
Oh, this could be awesome.
I'm very excited.
Should we place bets?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going with Josh.
Oh, Steve, all the way.
Danny, I'll bet you a dollar on Venmo.
One whole dollar.
Okay, deal.
You're and off. 69 cents.
Okay, $1.69.
Josh, you better not let us down.
How about if I win, you have to eat candy?
As long as the money goes to the coat fund.
Oh, yeah. A whole dollar will go to the coat fund.
I'll eat $1.69,
and you have to eat candy DMs.
I'll eat candy
if I win.
If you win, but I believe in Josh.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I like Josh, but I don't believe in him.
Oh, wow. You hear that, Josh? Let's go, bro.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Josh has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
In the holiday song, what did Grandma get run over by?
Reindeer.
Yes. What planet is Superman originally from?
Krypton.
Correct. What Disney movie is releasing its sequel this Wednesday?
Moana 2?
Yes. What team does Bobby Wagner currently play for?
The Chargers.
No.
Pass.
Who played Gloria in the sitcom Modern Family?
Sofia Vergara.
Yes. How many planets have rings?
Three.
No.
Two.
No.
Four.
Yes. What was Betty White's character's first name in The Golden Girls?
Pass.
The first Thanksgiving NFL game happened in what decade?
60s.
No.
50s.
No.
70s.
No. Which band is known for their hits Mr. Brightside and Somebody Told Me?
Nope.
You know what? That was a solid,
can't remember.
Solid performance from Josh.
Josh, you got 5 correct.
Ooh. Josh, if I have to pay Danny $1.69, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Well, and then you have to eat candied yams, too.
Yeah.
I still believe. There were some tricky ones in there.
What?
And look at him.
I believe, too.
Look at him.
Yeah,
all oozing that confidence.
Just look. And then some call it aura.
Oh, wow. I don't know who.
Okay.
Probably nobody, but.
All right, Steve. Are you ready?
Yes.
In the holiday song, what did Grandma get run over by?
Oh, a reindeer.
She did. What planet is Superman originally from?
Krypton.
Yes. What Disney movie is releasing its sequel this Wednesday?
Disney movie sequel. Gladiator.
No.
Moana.
Wow, yes. What team does Bobby Wagner currently play for?
The Washington Commanders.
Correct. Who played Gloria in the sitcom Modern Family?
That, what's her name? Sofia Vergara.
Wow, yes. How many planets have rings?
How many plants?
Planets.
Oh, planets. Three?
No.
Two?
No.
One?
No.
Damn it.
What was Betty White's character's first name in The Golden Girls?
Oh, crap. Betty was Rue?
No.
Blanche?
No.
Betty?
No. The first Thanksgiving NFL game happened in what decade?
Let's go to the 80s.
No.
70s.
No.
90s.
No. Which
Damn.
Band is known for their hit songs, Mr. Brightside and Somebody Told Me?
The Killers.
Yeah!
Oh. Yes. And with that, Steve, you got six correct, which is a win. Six
Let's go,
to
Danny.
Five.
Boom.
Josh, that was so close.
I'll be back.
That's
yes.
Right.
He's just staring.
Josh, you will be back.
Did you see him? He's just tearing you down, Taryn.
He's standing and dancing and just shoving it in Taryn's face. That
Whoa.
One.
And not a physical way, though.
Yeah, no, no.
Okay, yeah.
He's just... Yeah.
Like my aura is being shoved in her.
Yeah. Your aura. Wow.
Yeah, baby. That's what happens when you bet against me.
I'm going to hit Josh up for half of that $1.69.
Do it. Josh did know that there are four planets that have rings in our solar system. What was Betty White's character's first name in Golden Girls?
I bet Tyron knows
it's
it.
It's Rose.
Rose.
Yep.
Yes. And the first Thanksgiving NFL game happened in what decade?
The 2000s?
The 30s.
The 30s. I'm like, is this like a new thing?
No, it's been going on for a while.
Dang.
And then you didn't know the Killers had Mr. Brightside and Somebody Told Me, which gave you the win. So congrats, Steve.
The song went through me off for a second because I had almost an awkward moment. We were listening to Christmas music and it was, I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. And so Tatum asked, why was Santa Claus kissing that person's mommy?
Oh,
and I was like, oh,
boy.
Well, you know, that mom was not very faithful. That's why. No.
Is that what he said?
Well, I mean, what else am I supposed to say?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I feel like it's just a deer in headlights. You're like, this is a great question.
To be honest with you, thankfully, I said nothing because she got distracted by something else. Because I was like, oh, man. How do you have this conversation with someone who's four?
Right?
I mean, there's two sides to the story, though.
There sure is.
I don't know if either one of them is the right answer.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, right? You're a little stuck there.
Distractor.
No, that mom was a floozy. Don't even worry about it.
What's a floozy?
Also, Taryn already sent me the money.
Just I did.
In case anyone's wondering.
Oh, she did Venmo it?
Yeah, that's immediately. Nice. That's what she was doing.
Live Night is coming back on December 13th, and we will be at Showbox Sodo this year, performing everything live in front of an audience, including the game Beat Migs. And tickets start at just $35, Rockaholics. You can get yours by heading over to KISW.com. Come kick it with us, the men's room.
Yep.
It's going to be awesome. We're
Walter
trying...
Jones. Walter Jones is going to be there.
Yes.
So if you're a Seahawks fan, you definitely want to come hang out with Walt.
We're trying to pack the place out, and if you want to be there, you should definitely do it. Have you ever had a Thanksgiving or any other big family gathering totally ruined?
Yes.
Was it your fault?
No. No. I mean, it depends on who you ask in the family. It was either my dad's fault or his parents' fault. But let's just say it ended with... I'll never forget this. My dad saying this. And my brother and I were upstairs. And we were like eavesdropping, listening in because we're like, we knew we shouldn't be listening. But they were arguing. I can't remember if it was Christmas or like around New Year's, but it was a big family get together. And my dad yelled at my grandparents, besides me being born, what do you have against me? And I was like, that's when my brother and I looked at each other and like, whoa, we should probably stop listening to this argument.
Turn up the music.
Yeah, it was just like, this was a little too intense.
Fun times.
Yeah, that was like the last time that they talked until, you know, forever.
Oh, Thanksgiving. Yeah. Family gatherings are always so fun.
Brings out the best in people.
206-803-ROCK. Have you ever had a Thanksgiving or any big family gathering ruined? And who was it that ruined Thanksgiving? Was it you? How did you ruin it? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Metallica.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. Who ruined Thanksgiving or any other big family gathering and why? We bring this up because there's a 32-year-old woman who explained on Reddit that her younger sister wants the family to sign a code of conduct for the holiday season.
I kind of love this, but good luck with that.
The sister showed up at her house last week with printed copies of what she is calling a family code of conduct.
So what if someone doesn't follow the code of conduct? Are you going to yell at them? Like, what's the
you got to go home. You got to get kicked out.
Is that
I'm
the
guessing.
Punishment? You're just booted?
I think so. The code says that some of the rules are like taking turns talking at the table, no politic talk.
Yeah.
There's going to be a dress code and assigned seating.
Wow. Well, I think good luck with any of those because, you know, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but my family, I don't know if anyone stops talking. Like, somebody will start having a conversation, and then, like, my aunt will just start talking on top of that person. Now, all of a sudden, I'm trying to listen to three conversations that are being directed towards me. But I don't want to be rude. I'll be like, one at a time, because, like, they're all just so passionate. And I'm like, how do I hear all this stuff?
A lot of competition in the conversation.
I need a code of conduct.
You do.
Politics, good luck with that as well. I feel like that just comes up.
Oh, yeah, that's a big no-no.
Especially this year. Everyone is just going to be, that's going to be the biggest thing on everyone's topic list.
Oh, I feel like the last several years. But yeah, more so now, you're absolutely right. With being in the middle of a political climate that we're in, I mean, it's just like, it's just inevitable with the election that just happened.
206-803-ROCK. Who ruined Thanksgiving or any big family gathering for you and why?
Someone just texted in and said, my aunt punched my father in the face when I was about 3 years old while holding a baby, while holding the baby version of me in his arms. Dinner was definitely not served that Thanksgiving. My aunt's about 5'11", 250 pounds. She sized them up pretty good.
Wow.
Another text that just came in at 206-803-ROCK. Ruined family gathering. My sister got into a fist fight with my girlfriend at my birthday party at a restaurant. My sister's a loser. Asked my girlfriend to borrow some money. My girlfriend tried to tell me, so my sister kicked her under the table, and then they just started fighting. My sister is also a felon, so she jumped into the whole thing. My sister shoved my girl, and my girl socked her. It was chaos for a good 10 minutes. My cousin ended up breaking up the fight.
Wow. Ooh. That's a lot of fun.
That must have been the best birthday / worst birthday ever.
Oh, my gosh.
What about you? Have you ever been in a situation where it's been ruined?
My mom did tell me one time that I ruined Christmas. Yeah.
But do tell.
So I helped my sister adopt a 2-pound chihuahua, 2.5-pound chihuahua from a local animal shelter, but we didn't tell my parents. And my sister at the time was in college, so she really wasn't completely poised to be taking care of this dog.
Okay.
So when we brought the dog home, my mom immediately realized that this dog was going to become their responsibility. And it was right before Christmas, and my sister was going to go back to college after Christmas. And my mom told me that I ruined Christmas because of this dog.
How old were you when this happened?
27 maybe. But then, in a turn of events, my parents end up taking in this dog. They fall head over heels in love with this teeny tiny chihuahua. Now they're buying it clothes and dressing it up. My dad bought a little carrying pouch and he's carrying the dog around on his chest.
Has your dad become Paris Hilton?
Pretty much.
That's amazing.
I'm like, what happened to my parents? But they were so mad, and it was right around the holidays, so I ruined Christmas, and then that became their favorite dog ever.
So jokes on them.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have partnered up once again with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm to put brand new winter coats on local children in need. It's called Coats for Kids, and for just $20, you can put a brand new coat on a local child in need.
And a lot of people have been donating, and thanks to all the Rockhawks, we're over $4,500 raised. We have a very lofty goal. I mean, we're a ways away, and that is $50,000. We're just doing our best to make that happen, and we're trying to give you incentive to sing at Live Night, because you're like, I don't want to embarrass myself. So what we did is said, hey, if we could raise at least $6,900 by the end of today, at the end of the men's room, and the men's room are in cahoots with this as well, if we could raise at least $6,900 by the end of today, you will absolutely sing on stage at Live Night with us.
So I'm not the only one that doesn't want me to sing. Clearly, the Rockaholics don't want me to sing either, because we are still $2,349 away from hitting $6,900. Oh, I did the math.
It's going to happen. Thanks to people like Zany Zelda, who donated $69. Of course, Zany Zelda donated $69 and joined the 69 Club, as well as Dwayne Sucker donated $100, and Thomas Johnson donated $20, and $20 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need, but any amount helps. It could be $5. It could be $69. It could be, how much is left?
$2,349.
If somebody wants to donate $2,349, that would be very appreciated.
You can go to KISW.com to get involved with Coats for Kids, Rockaholics, and we thank you. We also know that you're a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us. And if you do, you'll win tickets to see Sasanta, which is Primus, Pussifer, and A Perfect Circle all together at White River Amphitheater on June 7th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or you have anything on your mind that you'd like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Now, earlier, we were talking about instances where bands maybe got a little bit better when they replaced a member of the band. And our friend Joe Dredd is in Seattle, and he would like to weigh in on this topic. Good morning, Joe.
What's up, Joe?
Good morning, my friends. Before I address the issue of something that Taryn totally glossed over, Taryn, I'm calling you out. But Steve, good on you for recognizing the genius of Christy McVie.
So good. I mean, I said,
tell me about it.
Like, when I was like, this song's great. And I'm like, oh, she wrote this one. Oh, this song's great. Oh, she wrote that one too. Okay.
Yeah, people always say, oh, yeah, Stevie Nicks. Stevie was the eye candy. Christy McVie was the heart and soul of Fleetwood Mac when it came to the hit songs.
I think that's why I relate with her, because a lot of people say, you know, Taryn's the eye candy, but I'm the heart and soul.
Yeah, you're scoring points there, Steve. All right, so anyway, so when you guys started calling out the list and you mentioned about drummers, I'm like, what about Neil Peart? Come on!
So you know what's funny, Joe? When we teased that we were going to talk about that, that was what I brought up. John Rutsey was the original drummer, and that was just the first album.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was a huge improvement.
I was surprised it wasn't even on the list. It's like, come on, really?
I know. It gets overlooked sometimes.
And whenever we have Joe on, yeah, I always think about Kiss. And I mean, I always argue that Peter Criss is so underrated. I think people give him a hard time. When you actually pay attention to his drumming, it's like, wow, this is a lot more complicated than I think people realize. But Eric Carr was an incredible guy that replaced him after the fact.
Yes, he was. And Eric Carr brought the double kick drum to Kiss.
Yes.
And did an incredible job, but in the Eric Carr era of Kiss live, they played the songs way too fast.
Dude, it was like they were on speed.
Again, on a live too, they played everything way too fast as well. But you know, that was the Peter Criss and the cocaine days, so maybe that's what that was about.
That was pretty. And I remember even seeing an interview with, I think it was Eric Singer, who's like, I start every song with a click because I'm sick of Gene telling me to go too quick and Paul telling me to go too slow. So we finally had to come to a point where it's like, let's make an agreement that this is the set tempo. Otherwise, one guy wants me to go too fast, the other one wants me to go too slow.
Yeah, and Eric Singer was a very solid drummer for Kiss, and with his backing vocals were great. And actually, he was in the band longer than any other drummer. Mm.
Which is crazy to think, yeah.
Rock on, Joe. Happy Thanksgiving.
We did get a text at 206-803-ROCK that said, hey, I'll donate another $50 to Coach for Kids if you could get my name right. He said, you had an epic fail of mine. I pronounced it. He donated $100, and you can go to castw.com and donate some money. It helps put brand new coats on kids in need. He donated $100, and it was Dwayne Suckert. It's actually Dwayne Suckert.
Suckert.
Yes. So my apologies, Dwayne. I clearly got it wrong.
You got to get it together, Steve.
Thanksgiving is this Thursday, and you know we have that new feature on our Odyssey app, which is where you can leave a voice message, right?
Yes. So
we ended up getting a voice message about Thanksgiving. I wanted to play it because I feel like it's going to strike a nerve, definitely with our friend Sarah, but probably with all of us because it's about someone who can't really enjoy Thanksgiving, and here's why.
So I get to spend my Thanksgiving on crutches because I blew out my patellar ligament on Sunday, and they can't do anything about it until next Tuesday. So,
and you blew out your knee.
Oh, yeah, both of them.
Yes.
And oh. I had the same kind of knee injury that Sarah had to just my left knee.
All of our knees are hurting right now.
We can relate to this rockaholic.
For this whole week, I get to live with a busted knee that's throbbing and killing me to the point that I'm nauseous and have no appetite. I've barely eaten anything in the last couple of days.
So I have to blow my knee out so I don't eat too much, is what you're trying
to
tell me.
That's the only way.
Gotcha.
So, yay for this Thanksgiving, man. I can't wait. Ibuprofen's a really good thing. That's all I can say. Jesse the Body signing out.
Oh, I know Jesse.
Jesse. That sucks, though. I mean, being injured any time of year sucks, but especially when everyone's enjoying a holiday.
But this is the holiday that is all about food. Like, yes. Not, I mean, it's a time of thankfulness. Yeah, but I mean, everyone gets together and eats. And eats just a crap ton of food. And you're going to be there just dealing with the knee pain. Oh, I'm sorry, Jesse.
Oh, speedy recovery for him.
I hope somebody who cares about him when it's over and he's fully healed and he can eat again throws him a Thanksgiving.
That's the only reasonable solution to this problem.
If not, he treats himself and just goes to a buffet and just goes buck wild.
Yes. Rockaholics, from time to time, we have a simple question for you, but we need you to call in now so that we can ask it. 206-803-ROCK. We promise it is a simple question, and it has to do with Thanksgiving. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls at 950. The Daily Mix Show. There's a recent poll that revealed some of the most popular Thanksgiving dishes that are also the most disliked.
Okay, very polarizing Thanksgiving dishes.
Turkey is at the top of the list with 35% of Americans saying they don't like it.
Well, we learned that, what was it, Lily thinks it's gross. Yeah. Your daughter thinks it's gross. My daughter said no to it, but granted, she's never eaten it, but she's opposed to it.
Stuffing and ham are a close second at 32% each.
Huh.
I agree with the ham. Get rid of the ham.
I was about to say, what do you guys feel about, like, with ham? I was always excited when there was ham, because I'd rather eat ham than turkey.
See, and I'd rather eat turkey than ham. Well, you know, and save
we'd
ham.
We'd be a perfect date, then.
True. Save ham for Thanksgiving, or for Christmas.
Surprisingly, mashed potatoes and pumpkin pie also made the most hated list, with 22% of people disliking them. So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. And that simple question is this: what Thanksgiving food do you hate? And we will ask that simple question to Daniel in Tumwater. Daniel, which Thanksgiving food do you hate?
Hola, good morning. So it really was tough because I don't hate it. I just, it's not my favorite. It's the candied yams, sweet potatoes with the melted marshmallows on top.
Give me the button so I can hang up on him.
Let's go, Daniel.
I just want Daniel to know.
Hey, Daniel.
It's just not my favorite. To you guys who do like it, more power to you. It's just not mine.
It's not mine either, Daniel.
Like, you guys, you all just think it's cool to hate on something. It's like Nickelback. The candied yams are the Nickelback of Thanksgiving Day dishes.
Okay.
I'm not the only one that likes them. They clearly are being sold and being consumed by others.
Well, maybe I'm just like a sweet potato purist because I do like sweet potatoes. I just like them with a little like salt and pepper or whatever. I don't.
Do you like marshmallows?
Sweet... Yeah, but not together.
Have you tried it?
No. I mean, yes, but like not recently. Like I tried it years and years and years ago.
More than 5 years ago?
Yeah, probably.
Because many have said that your taste buds change every 5 years.
Okay.
I think it's worth another chance. Does anyone in your family make them?
I don't know if anybody is this year, but I could probably go to a neighbor's house and just make a special request. Can I just borrow a small dish of your crappy candied yams with the marshmallows?
If you do that, can you please record it? And walk up to your neighbor's house and just knock on their door and see if they're willing to give you some candied yams.
Anyone?
Yes.
Anyone?
Wait. Are you making them this year again, Steve?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't think
so. What
I
if
am.
You show up and there's none there?
Crap. Maybe I need to make them.
I was going
to
say, it might be the best Thanksgiving ever.
The last time I tried to make them, I almost set fire to the oven because I didn't realize that the vegan version of marshmallows are a little more flammable.
Oh,
you have to cook them quicker. And you already have to cook the marshmallows kind of quick as it is with the broiling of it all.
So if it's not happening this year at your Thanksgiving, will you be like really, really sad?
I probably won't show up to work next week. I'll probably be behind bars.
Oh, no.
I'll set the house on fire. No, I'm going to have, you know what, I got to ask my wife, and if so, I need to go run to the store and get the ingredients and make it tomorrow.
I also want you to get Tatum's review of candied yams, and I want her honest review, Steve. Okay. None of this trying to lead the witness with her. I want you to let her try it.
Like you did with your daughter?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Why did a popular musical act refuse to accept money being thrown on the stage? You'll find out what happened during the Daily Mix download after Modest Mouse.
The Daily Mix Show. Hey. The Daily Mix Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law and the Seattle Kraken yesterday. What a win from the boys in Seattle.
Let's go, Kraken.
Granted, they were in Anaheim, but they took on the Ducks. They ended up winning 3-2. How about they've beaten now? They have a winning streak over the Anaheim Ducks 8 games. Can we just play them all the time?
That would be great.
Hey, we played them again tomorrow. How great is that? Tomorrow, it's at Climate Pledge Arena, and they're taking on the Ducks. But more importantly, it's Bowie Bobblehead Night.
Yeah.
You got to figure out a way to get one. They don't do this every year, or do they do it every year?
I think this might be the first Bowie Bobblehead.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, you will.
I'll try and get my hands on one of those. I don't know if I'll be able to go to the game. Two of them. I'll try and get at least a couple of those things in my hands. Because, yeah, you're right. I need one for my bedroom and one for my living room.
Wow. Yeah,
oh, you want one too, Danny?
A 33-year-old guy in Missouri got arrested after he stole a shopping cart full of Red Bull from a grocery store, and then he led cops on a high-speed chase. They knew who he was because he's done this before. He's been caught shoplifting multiple times, and for some reason, it's always Red Bull.
I was just to say, was it always Red Bull? And it was.
Too bad it didn't give him wings. He could have flown right away.
That's the crazy part. They checked with the chest cam footage, and they asked him why was he doing this, and he said,
Red Bull gives you wings.
There you go.
So he is now facing charges for theft, fleeing, and driving on a revoked license. Now, I have watched a lot of Intervention. I've never seen anyone have to have an intervention for energy drinks.
I have some friends that probably do need an intervention for energy drinks. It's never Red Bull, though. It's always like the more gnarly ones, like Bang or like, you know, Monster, like the ones that I feel like are like Red Bull on steroids.
I can like feel my pulse racing just looking at it.
So I guess there's this Rolling Loud Thailand festival that was happening, and there was a big after party, and your guy, Sarah, Wiz Khalifa was there. Now, you saw Wiz do an after party. It was, granted, it was a little bit different. It wasn't Rolling Loud Thailand. It was Rolling Loud Pure World Fair.
Yes.
And he did an after party.
At Supernova, and it was amazing.
And apparently, people were throwing money on stage, and he got kind of upset and refused the money. Any guesses on why?
No.
Any guesses?
They gave him not enough money.
Not
like
enough
they were
money.
$1 bills.
Was it all quarters?
Was it all quarters?
Because he's not a stripper?
Wow.
I want to shut it up, everybody, but there's one person in here that I need to talk to. It's this guy right here. Stop throwing money on the stage. I'm not no stripper, dog. Quit throwing money on the stage.
How about that? Sarah knew.
I know my guy.
He's not a stripper. I'm sorry. You're throwing money on stage. I'm taking it.
Yeah, right. Money is money.
I mean, I don't have to show you anything. Even better. Hey, I want to give a quick shout-out before we get on out of here, because obviously Thanksgiving's right around the corner, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Nothing would make us more thankful than to have our friend Taryn Daly sing at Live Night and sing Father Christmas with the new originals. And our goal is, and you said you'd be willing to do it, even though it's going to embarrass you, but you'd be up for it if we raise enough money through Coach for Kids. And right now, we are at $4,700 raised. We're almost to $5,000, but our goal is $6,900, and we need to hit that goal by the end of the men's room. And thanks to Rockaholics like Jacob Burford, who just donated $20, Josiah Jett joined the 69 Club, nice. Robert Johns joined the 69 Club. So hopefully we can get to that $6,900.
And I did the math. $2,166 is needed, Rockaholics. So do what you will with that information. If you want to hear me sing, donate. If you don't want to hear me sing, fine, don't donate.
How much is that again?
$2,166.
So, I mean, my math is not great. If one person donated $2,166, we would get to the goal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just end this right now.
Or maybe $2,169.
Yeah.
I do have to say, shout out to some of the Rockaholics, like Thomas Johnson donated $20.69.
Nice.
I thought that was awesome as well. So if you could donate, obviously I know times are tough. It's the holidays, but let's help out the kids that are in need most importantly. 20 bucks. $20 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need. So the more that we can raise, the more kids get coats.
Yeah. KISW.com.
And as far as weather, hitting a high of 46 degrees, it's going to be cloudy today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack. Happy Thanksgiving, Rockaholics.
The Daily Mix Show.